Welcome folks, today we are going to learn about online and travel fare aggregators. What are the learning objectives of this particular section? Learn about travel fare aggregators. Understand the working of online travel fare aggregators. Who is an aggregator? Aggregator is someone who collects information from diverse sources. So that's what an aggregator is. I aggregate information all towards me. So in terms of the internet language, aggregator is a meta search engine that shows search results from other numerous search engines at one place. But when it comes to travel and tourism and hospitality and the related aspects, there are different aggregator websites that provide information regarding all the aspects. And they come from various online travel agents. They get information from every other place, even from hotels directly and from airlines directly. So they what generally redirect users once the user comes in to their airlines, cruise, hotel, car rental, online travel agent sites for their final purchases of the ticket or finest purchase of the room, or booking of the room, whatever it may be. So they get different feeds from different OTAs, then display the user's result on one screen. So the user has got the choice to book from anywhere he wants and has the option of seeing who's offering what for the same place. So these are as per ranking in by Formos. This is the list of as per ranking. So number one is Skyscanner, number two is Kiwi, number three is Hopper, number four is Kayak, number five is TripAdvisor, six is Momondo, seven is Skiplagged, eight is Google Travel Flights, ninth is Flight Network, tenth is Booking.com. So this is the screenshot of Skyscanner, the aggregator, or what a user gets. This is for Kiwi. This is for Hop. This is from Kayak. This is from TripAdvisor. Now, according to JTB, US Travel, Expedia, Travelocity, a similar site are actually booking engines. They're not online aggregators. There is a fine line between a booking engine and an aggregator. A fare aggregator is someone which collects all the information and displays it to you. A booking engine is someone which allows you to book and gives you booking details for only that place. That's their deal with the hotel or with the airline. Booking engines like OTZ, Expedia, Travelocity are basically search engines that find travel deals from airlines that agree to let their fare show in the results. In exchange for doing their saving lifting, they charge a fee. So that is a booking engine. So I come, the airline pays a fee to Expedia. Now, what are the essential requirements for a good fare aggregator? What does it do? It assists the user to find the cheapest available airline fare ticket online. It will need to have access to using a fare aggregator that is searching numerous search engines as much as possible. As a user experience, user will want to use a fare aggregator which works quickly and displays as many options as possible and is easy to understand. So we understand fare aggregator is getting information from everywhere. So they're displaying it on one page. So it should be easy for the user to understand, right? So advantages of using fare aggregator: it is a useful resource. It is researches for you, does surveys for you, gives you a good amount of option and allows you to choose the cheapest, especially in airfares. Another advantage is it allows you to focus. For example, Viama.com looks at only international fares. This specialization is not there on other flights search options. So this will only look at international fares. And also yields the best, most affordable rates, which you may not have been able to secure otherwise. API is a fare aggregator. What is an API? API is application programming interface. So to perform a reservation, online fare aggregators need APIs, or OTAs need to use APIs. Very clear. So application programming interface, what does it do? It communicates from one data stream to another data stream without getting into the source code of the different softwares. So it communicates between different software products. Basically, that's what an API job is. It's a link between software products. According to Altrexsoft, global GDS players are dictating the rules of this market. Which are those GDS players? Amadeus, Sabre and Travelport. The main data source and reservation point of contact for online travel agencies are the GDSs. TDS collects and consolidates travel data from wide spectrum of service providers and allows agents to reserve airline seats, rental cars, book hotel rooms, etc., etc., etc. This is an image of the main travel booking APIs which are available currently. So this way, agencies don't have to go directly connected to hundreds of airlines. I am a travel agent. I don't have to connect to 100 of airlines, 100 of hotels directly. I use a GDS service. Now, GDSs are connected to all of them and they're integrated with their system. So I use their booking system to book my customers. They also provide APIs to integrate reservation systems into OTA booking engines to let travelers book online. What do the GDSs mostly focus on? Airline seats, hotel rooms, car rentals, cruise liners and ferries, and railways. Let's get into the Amadeus Flight API system. Currently, it is available in two versions. One is self-service and one is enterprise. What is self-service? Which is a flight and fare search, including lowest fare, most booked destination, cheapest dates, flight bookings, price and flight performance predictions, which is basically now AI-based. You can't perform, predict anything otherwise. It's all AI-based. Hotel search and bookings, airport and city searches, destination content, and trip planning. So what does it allow you to do, your self-service? It allows you to search for flight fares, allows you to do bookings, allows you to do search for your the cities which you're going to go to, airports, hotel searches, booking, destination content, and then it does your trip planning and also gives you a prediction whether you're going to Mumbai at June, it is going to rain. AI-based services. Now, what does the enterprise scale do? Enterprise scale. What is an enterprise scale? It's targeting mature businesses. Building enterprise scale travel experiences, applications. Again, it's the same thing. Flight booking and ticketing, car rentals and transfers, railroads, hotels, cruises, travel insurance bookings, booking management, queue management, payment management, and customer profiles. Then let's get to Sabre. Sabre Flight APIs. What do they offer? Flight searches, including alternate days or airports or basic fares, rules, etc. Everything, basically on a flight. Allows you to do flight booking and ticketing, payments and pricing, reservation management, itineraries, PRs, everything you can manage in one place. Seat bookings, reporting and intelligence data, top destination, low fare, low history, what is the history of the place. The API division at Sabre is also similar to Amadeus. It also does profiles, trips, session management, utilities, does everything. Travel port API. Travel port is a unique one. What it does, it unites the three GDS systems, Apollo, WorldSpan, and Galileo. These systems have their own brand name in terms of APIs. They're combined into a single travel port universal API. So it's combining three into one. Unlike Sabre and Amadeus, Universal SOAP XML API is a bundle of functions that embraces three GDSs. So it does air shopping and booking, fares and auxiliaries, air content and merchandising, seat maps, so functioning of an online plan. So Metasearch engine takes an example. Let's take an example of Kayak. It provides aggregated services for holidays, accommodations, booking, everything. So let's get into what they do is they aggregate all the information in one place. So it's a meta search for them. So the first search which we are seeing in this example of. So you're searching from going from one destination to other. You will get the fare search. You will get what OTAs, what fares are available. And you can do your booking accordingly. Kayak is a global fare aggregator. Travel meta search engine which is focused on online travel to make online travel better. It searches hundreds of sites. Once for flights, hotels, rental cars and vacation. So please understand, now as a hotelier, I have put myself on different OTAs. So, and I have different schemes running on different OTAs at one point of time. Now unless as a user, if I go to all, I will then get the best scheme available. And I have one running on my own website. Now what does a Kayak do is take all that information of hundreds of different OTAs, puts it on all one place, allows the user to search and get to the right price which for the right function which he wants. The primary goal of the website is to find a bloody flight, a hotel, a car, and to track trips. It's a standard website. It includes primary tasks on the main screen. But there are hidden tasks which are also there. You can do your flight tracking. They use not every day, they use time to time by website, by people. So what does Kayak do? It lets you explore vacation list. So it gives you details of the list, vacation. So you can save them or book them. It helps you search hotels in that in your list. So you can go through the hotels, hotel deals which you get. You can save them or book them. It helps you search flights, flight deals. It helps you search cars, car list, car deals. Airport pickup is the cost. Then it helps you plan your trips. You can keep adding trips and keep planning them. So Kayak explores an interactive map. Includes filters, allows you to narrow down results by their parameters. Departing of which airport? What is the flight time? What is the trip duration? What is the trip month? What is the budget? What is the vacation in temperature? What is the ambience? So all various contents. Explores everything about a place. Map will also show you the flight prices. So it's basically an alternative to search flights. It explores all the facilities into your, you can, you know, redesign them into your vacations. You can set up vacations, you can categorize your vacations. Gives enhanced functioning and control. Flights and flight tracker and price alerts. Simply, trip facility is a list of folders where the user can keep their saved or booked deals and share them with friends or family. That's basically it all can do. But flight tracker tracks flight. Price alerts are a great facility. What do they do? They'll tell you when a price drops. So if you have set a parameter for a flight or a hotel, and when the price drops, it'll tell you the price has dropped. It'll give you an alert. Or the price is going up, it'll give you an alert. So you can accordingly make your choice. Account is a place where a user can manage various settings. You can, you know, put your notifications, you can put your settings, you can sign in, sign out, autofill data, airports, airline dictionaries. This is where all your information is stored. So give you a little chart of it. So it searches hotels, the hotel list, you can save books, searches flights, searches cars, we've gone through that. For trips, it tells you trips, deals, save trips, book trips. You can explore further. You have dictionaries, you have settings, you have flight tracker, you have price alerts. So it'll tell you which price alerts, as soon as prices come. So these functions are needed so to meet business needs. This is required for online travel aggregator to define their business needs and goals are listed here. These functions are needed to user acquisition. More people will come in because the more functionality you give them, everything at one place, it becomes a one marketplace. It becomes a mall for the hospitality industry. Because it is one marketplace, retention to the website and the mobile application also can be maintained. Increases the time user spends because you're on this website rather than moving to various websites. Spending more time here because getting more information from one place. It helps increase sales and it gives a flawless experience to the user. So that the booking flow is as seamless as possible. So online fare aggregators emphasis on the following aspects. Working of search engines, participation of airlines on their websites and revenue generation. Working of search engines. All travel airfare aggregator works with multiple CSRs. Central reservation systems. Companies like Pegasus Solutions, home supplies such as hotel beds, vendors, where hotels upload their inventory and prices. The search engines works with multiple CSRs. Central reservation systems. Companies. Suppliers, payments, gateways. Then they consolidate everything from the back end. Hotels, flights upload their inventory and prices and they get displayed on the front end to the customer. So basically how is it working? It's tying up with the back end. So everything is uploaded on the back end and then gets displayed on the front end. And they're working with various suppliers. Participation of airlines on the website is completely depending on the segment of the web. OTAs such as Expedia get most of their flight content through GDS, Amadeus, Sabre and Travelport. Most airlines currently have agreed to make available the full content to the GDS. It's an advantageous situation for the airline also. They're giving a certain fee for the booking which is coming through. But they're also getting that exposure and they're filling up their empty seats. It makes them better, it gets more traffic and gets more traffic from Kayak to their website also. Your profitability is then derived from it. Revenue generation. Online ticketing companies generally have linkage to different airline carriers. So who in turn pays them smaller percentage. So there is a percentage given to these sites where revenues can be generated for them. So they get a commission. But that commission also depends on airline to airline. So a larger airline with larger market share will give lesser commission. Lesser market share, one which has a lower market share will get higher commission. That's how it works. I hope you've got the concept of these aggregators, because these are important in terms of tools which are used in marketing. You are understanding where your information is also going and which methods is leading to the client is also a very important aspect. I'd like to thank you very much for your time today.